With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking with reporters aboard Air Force One, President Trump says territory trades will be a topic today with Vladimir Putin in Alaska.
They'll be discussed, but I've got to let Ukraine make that decision. And I think they'll make a proper decision. But I'm not here to negotiate for Ukraine. I'm here to get them at a table.
With more on the summit, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Heading into today's one-on-one with Putin, the president is hopeful the session will lead to another.
There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing.
However, he cautions there won't be a second meeting if he doesn't get the answers he wants in Alaska. Ukrainian President Zelensky has warned that Putin is bluffing about wanting peace. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has named the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration as Washington's emergency police commissioner, saying she is granting him the powers of the police chief. This comes amid President Trump's takeover. Now the city's attorney general says local officers must continue to follow Police Chief Pamela Smith's orders.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a directive issued Thursday evening that DEA boss Terry Cole will assume, quote, powers and duties vested in the District of Columbia police chief. But D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab responded late Thursday that Bondi's directive was, quote, unlawful, arguing that it could not be followed by the city's police force. Schwab wrote in a memo to Chief Pamela Smith, quote, therefore, members of Metropolitan Police Department must continue to follow your orders and not the orders of any official not appointed by the mayor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks hoping to close out another winning week. The Dow is ahead 136 points. The NASDAQ composite down 71. This is SRN News. Residents of Toronto have a message for the city government.
More than 10,000 have signed a petition urging the mayor and the council to stop spending public money on gay pride events. The petition states that $350,000 of taxpayer money been given to Pride Toronto for a parade, quote, despite the event's history of public nudity and indecent displays in full view of families and children. While gay pride is promoted, Toronto is awash in crime, homelessness, and drug addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to restore millions of dollars in science grants it has withheld from UCLA, saying they were made in violation of an earlier ruling. The taxpayer funds were frozen as part of a wider effort by the administration to convince universities to stop promoting the LGBT agenda and diversity, equity, and inclusion. A number of other schools have agreed to make changes in return for continued federal funding. This is SRN News. Summer travelers are facing uncertainty as Air Canada flight attendants threaten to go on strike.
The airline has started canceling flights and plans to lock out workers, potentially halting all operations this weekend. The union, representing roughly 10,000 attendants, is at a standstill with Air Canada over pay hikes and unpaid labor during the boarding process. A complete shutdown could impact 130,000 passengers each day. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Former Delaware Governor and Congressman Mike Castle has died. The Delaware Republican Party announced he died Thursday in Greenville. He was 86. A federal appeals court says the NFL can be put on trial over claims that Brian Flores and other black coaches faced discrimination, saying the league was rife with racism. The league disagrees with the ruling. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.